work with this demonstration of another feature to do with the Apple Watch. And in this demonstration, I'm going to show you a nice little trick you can do with the Apple Watch to ping your iPhone so that you can find it where you've put it down, particularly in one's own house. Because quite oddly, when I was about to do this demonstration, I actually couldn't locate my iPhone to do the demonstration with. So I had to use the very feature that I'm about to demonstrate to locate my iPhone in the house with the ping function on the Apple Watch. And the ping function will work regardless of whether you've got your phone muted or not. It'll still ping the same way as Find My iPhone. So let me tap my screen to wake my watch up.
10:13:48.
And the function is under glances. So I'm gonna do a two-finger swipe up the screen.
Settings.
Okay, now I've actually left my glances last time I used it on the settings glance because that's where the ping function is. But remember, if you want to get to the previous or next glance, you can do a two-finger swipe left or right. So if I do a two-finger swipe to the left.
Battery, page 2 of 8.
Okay, that's my battery glance. Another way to get to the previous or next glance is to use the one-finger flick up or down gesture. So if I do one-finger flick up.
Previous glance.
Previous glance, flick up again.
Next glance.
Next glance.
Activate item.
Activate item.
Previous glance.
And back to previous glance. And I could also do one finger flick down, which would also rotate around anyway. So one finger double tap on previous glance.
Connected.
Okay, and I'm back to the initial settings glance that I was on when I first went into my glances. So if I flick to the right.
Airplane mode. Switch button. Off. Do not disturb. Switch button. Off. Mute. Switch button. Off. Switch button. Off.
Okay, this is ping
double
iPhone.
Tap to toggle setting.
So I want to double tap
to
now.
Custom action, then off.
Okay, it just does it once. So what I was doing before I did the recording, trying to find my phone, I kept doing this. One finger double tap again.
Off.
One finger double tap again.
Off.
One finger double tap again. Okay, and so on. And I kept doing it until I actually found my iPhone. So if I just come out of glance, just pressing the digital crown once.
10:18:15.
And just keep in mind, your glances normally stay where you've last left them. So that's why when I first went into mine, I was back in my settings glance. So for example, I'm just going to bring up my wrist, tap my screen, my one finger.
10:18:41.
And if I do a two-finger flick up.
Settings.
Okay, I'm back in the settings glance. Okay, now if I touched about two-thirds of the way down the left-hand side, I should be able to touch directly on the ping icon.
Pay my phone.
And
switch
there
button.
It is.
Off.
Rather than flicking down to it, one
double
finger
tap
double tap.
Swipe up. Off.
Okay, and there we go again. Absolutely fantastic. Very, very useful function. And just keep things nice and tidy. Press more digital crown once.
10:19:37.
And put my wrist down. And that completes this short demonstration of pinging your iPhone to locate it to where you've put it down. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.